On July 3rd, Newfoundland and Labrador joined the Atlantic bubble and opened its doors to travelers from the maritime provinces. Many tourists were expected to cross the Gulf and enter the province by ferry through Port of Basque. Judging by the increased traffic on our highways, they seem to be doing just that. For an update, I'm joined by Tara Lang, Manager in Corporate Communications at Marine Atlantic. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess first off, how has business been?
It has certainly picked up since the Atlantic bubble was announced. We're pretty much, you know, a lot of sailings getting close to capacity during this time of year. The season has actually ended up, when you look at the way people move, it's similar to other years. The volumes are different, but the way they move. The last couple of weeks in July, you've seen influx of people coming into the island. And, of course, the first 2 weeks of August, going into the third week, you start to see people actually a little bit slower, but they all start to exit out.
Now, do you find it's a mix of people coming to the province or leaving the province, or is it kind of a mix of both?
It's actually a mix of both. We did have quite a few people, as soon as the Atlantic bubble was announced, plan to get off the island. Of course, you have a lot of people from Newfoundland and Labrador who have family in the Atlantic provinces and beyond, so people wanted to get out to visit them. But we also had a number of people to come in. And again, it was similar. People who had family on the island who wanted to come home.
Now, one of the big things on the minds of many Newfoundlanders and Labradorians and many of our listeners here at VOCM is people are concerned about people from outside the Atlantic bubble coming through who can drive into places like Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, and they can hop on a ferry and eventually come here to Newfoundland and Labrador when technically they're not allowed. Is Marine Atlantic doing ID checks, or what's the screening process looking like there to make sure they're actually from the Atlantic region?
So our role as a transportation carrier is to really focus on carrying the people. The provinces are actually identifying who's allowed to come in and who's not. But in saying that, ever since the pandemic started, we had two key principles here at Marine Atlantic. And that was, one, to keep our employees and customers and people who visited on our property healthy and safe. And the second one was to maintain an essential ferry link. That was so important to us. So what we did as an organization and continue to do is put in place a lot of measures to make sure that happened. So, for instance, all of our passengers get screening prior to boarding for symptoms. We have physical distancing in place throughout our organization, in our terminal and also on our vessels. We have a lot of signage to help people understand what that means. We close down all our restaurants and our lounges. And we provide our customers with a complimentary box lunch when they're traveling. We place plexiglass barriers where possible for our employees. We also have limited numbers of people on elevators. We also have mandatory masks. So when you are leaving your vehicle, you have to wear a mask until you get to your location. And so if you have a cabin, you have to go to your cabin. If you don't have a cabin, our employees are facilitating, based upon your bubble that you're traveling with, where you're seating and where you're remaining during the crossing. So we very much focus our procedures on providing that physical distance and keeping people healthy.
And in a normal year, where would the bulk of the passengers normally come from?
In a normal year, it would be Ontario and Quebec. is our biggest draw. Of course, Nova Scotia and places like that, and a lot of people from Newfoundland and Labrador. But when you look at that whole tourist customer, well, we have them from all over. It's Ontario and Quebec.
And now, people are still quite nervous about having to travel, whether that's by boat or by plane or even by car in some scenarios. So what would you say to people who are considering a trip to this province from the Maritimes or vice versa via Marine Atlantic, and they're just a little bit apprehensive at this time?
What I would say is we have put in place a lot of measures to focus on their health and safety. Now, of course, that also means that you're not as free to move around, you don't have all the services, but it's focused on providing that health and safety. For anybody who wants to travel coming up, what I would suggest is think about your plans, think about your travel, and where Marine Atlantic's involved, book your crossing as early as possible so that you get the crossing you want, and especially if you want a cabin, that you're able to get that cabin. Because, of course, with all of our changes in measures, cabins are very much at a premium. They always were high in demand, but right now they're really high in premium.
Tara Lang of Marine Atlantic, I just want to go back to, I know what you mentioned about how it is the province that is doing the ID checks there at the points of entry, but will Marine Atlantic still take bookings for license plates and people outside of the Atlantic provinces, let's say Ontario or Quebec?
Yes, we will. We are also, we've worked very closely with the provinces to help our customers. We don't want our customers to get here and be on our vessels and then find out when they arrive in respective provinces that they can't enter. So what we have done is we've had information on our websites. We share the information. We have, for instance, before you get to Newfoundland or Labrador, we're providing customers with all the information that province of Newfoundland and Labrador is requiring and stating that if you're from outside the province, you really need to contact the province of Newfoundland and Labrador and find out what your rules and what is expected of you. Because we want everybody to have a good sailing and we want everybody to be healthy and safe. So we've definitely been proactively providing that information.
Have you had many people show up to jump on a board and have to be turned away?
We haven't so much within our realm. I am aware that we have had people cross with us, and the province of Newfoundland and Labrador has stated that they must return. And we've also had it the other way prior to the Atlantic bubble.
Okay, well, on that note, Tara Lang, Manager of Corporate Communications at Marine Atlantic, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you.